Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Okay, here we go again. I'm actually very excited about this podcast. It's another Ask a Hustler question. And I actually like this question. I'm going to drop some real, just raw game on you. But first and foremost, if you haven't already, go to my website. It's www.wjamesd.com and go to the free stuffs tab. You can sign up for my newsletter, Uncommon Sense Advisor. You get a free little gift download, 9 simple rules of the game, and you also get future discounts. I got some stuff coming up this next year that I think a lot of you will be very, very interested in. You'll be the first one to have access to that information, and you get a discount, so lucky you. So let's just go ahead and dive right in. So like I said, I am so very, very happy this question was asked. So like I said, I'm going to get raw, so get ready to soak up some real game, because I'm getting tired of this back and forth with a lot of this misinformation that some of you all are getting. But before I even begin to talk about hustler codes, because this is the question, what codes does a hustler live by? So before I even begin to talk about those codes, we need to define what a hustler really is. I mean, beyond just the money, so many people are in the mindset that hustling equals a greedy, money-hungry individual. And that's just not true. First things first, though, if we go to the dictionary definition of hustle, just the word hustle itself, all it basically means is to do something quickly. So if you're running fast, you're hustling. If you're doing a task and you finish it fast, you're hustling. If you do something quickly and aggressively, you're hustling. So when we take that definition and we add the concept of business and money to this definition, you come up with someone who has the capability to make money quickly. Now, although that definition is true, it can be misinterpreted, because without the complete understanding, you think that everything is supposed to happen fast when you're hustling, when you're out there handling your business, trying to make money. You might get into this mindset where you think things are just supposed to magically happen, the skies are gonna part, trumpets are gonna sound, and you'll be taken to this big money promised land. So if that's your interpretation, you go by that definition, let me tell you, you're gonna have a very difficult time growing into what a hustler really is. So I mean, seriously, like, this misinterpretation, like that definition, you could apply that to a bank robber. They can make some money pretty quickly. Or you can apply that to a gambler. They might be having a good day and they make some money pretty quickly. But that isn't what hustling is really about. This hustling layer of the game. And yes, the game does have multiple layers. Now, me personally, I say hustling is synonymous with the word entrepreneur. They're the same thing. Think about it. A hustler and an entrepreneur, they organize and run businesses, and they both take financial risks. Where the quickness comes in at is when that business reaches this sort of explosive dynamic point, or this peak point. And that peak point, at that peak point, money is made very quickly. Or at least it's less of a struggle. But you have to put in the work to get to that peak point. And when we talk about the mentality of a hustler, they make decisions very quickly, even at the risk of being wrong. That old saying, if you slow, you blow, that applies to hustling, the mindset of a hustler. All that means is that when you take a long time to make important decisions, you often miss opportunities, and hustlers do not like to miss any opportunities if they feel that those opportunities are in their best interest. One more thing I want to clear up real fast, because some people have all this backwards. I mean, just backwards, man. Let me make this clear. Hustling is not about money. Hustling is not about money. If you only get in the game, whether you're in the legal or illegal side, only for money, you are going to have a tough time. I'm not saying you won't make money, but what I'm saying is the pursuit of money takes up a lot of time, it takes up a lot of energy, and it takes up a lot of resources. When you gain one thing, you lose something else. Another way to say it is you can't move forwards and backwards at the same time. Money is an effect. Let me repeat that. Money is an effect. In order for an effect to happen, there has to be a cause. Money is the side effect of an effective hustle. And when I say effective hustle, I'm talking about many things done in a certain way. Hustling is not only about getting paper, but you see this in the movies, you see it on TV, you hear it in rap songs, and guess what? You just got hustled. They're selling you a dream about something instead of the reality of it. I literally mean selling too, because a lot of you come out of the pocket for it. So, well, let me back up for a second. Have you ever heard that hip-hop song Biggie made? It's called the 10 Crack Commandments. And in that song, one of these rules was to never sell crack where you rest at. Then when you come to the so-called legitimate business world, which is nothing but the opposite side of the same coin. It's the same game, in case you didn't know. They're just played different, but the results are similar. Anyway, when you come to the legitimate business world, have you ever heard don't mix business and pleasure, or don't take the office home with you, or what did Walt Disney say? A man shouldn't neglect his family for business. So here's a question. Why do we have two sides of the same coin, basically saying the same thing? You want hustler codes? Here's one. Take care of home first. Now, some of you say, James, what the hell does this have to do with hustling? Let me tell you. I want you to really see how you've been misinformed about this game. I talk to younger cats, and when they claim that they're dope boys or they're in the streets, this is one of the first things I ask them. How much money do you have in your pocket at the end of the day? You're out there, so 8 hours, maybe 10 hours, running those streets, hustling. So after you buy gas, after you eat, after you put some money aside to re-up, at least I hope you put some money aside to re-up, then you get your little drinks and something to smoke on, or whatever it is the hell y'all do this generation. After all that, how much money do you have left in your pocket? $30? $40? If that's the answer, you know what I tell them? I tell them, get off your ass and go get a job. Seriously, that's not hustling, man. Hustling is about growth. Hustling is about advancement. Now, if you're just starting out, that's fine. Things do start out small. But if you've been hustling for 2 years, 4, 5, 6 years, and all you have to show for your time in the game is a car with some rims on it and some fly clothes, get out the game. Because you're not playing it right. You don't have the fundamentals. You don't have that fundamental foundation to do anything bigger and better. And for most of you, honestly, it's not your fault. You've just been fed the wrong information, just like I was when I first got in the game. But when I saw better, I learned better. Listen, I'll give you another code since we're already on this subject. It's not really something I wanted to bring up, but I'm going to bring it up because I want it on record. Remember where you heard this first. And I'm just speaking on street hustling right now. Just street hustling. Listen to this. Most of you have probably never heard this before because those people that you listen to, that you get your so-called game from, they don't know it. I guarantee that. Check this. A real hustler moves on a first and not on the second. Let me repeat that. A real hustler moves on a first, not on a second. Now let me lace you with this because some of you really need this. I'm talking to a lot of you young cats out there. You're playing the street hustling game backwards, and I don't advocate street hustling. I don't. There's better ways to go about hustling. But if this is the lifestyle you choose, get this game I'm about to give you. Because you have this game backwards, and what I'm about to tell you is going to help you clear up a lot of them problems that you have. So, let me repeat one more time. A real hustler moves on a first, not on a second. How do we keep time? We count time by seconds, like, you know, 1/1000, 2/1000, 3/1000, right? This is how we keep time. So there's 60 seconds in a minute. Now, each second, by the way we count it, is like a tick or and a tock. It's, you know, like 1/1000, 2/1000, it's like a tick and a tock. But between those ticks and between those tocks, there's a rest. There's a moment of silence. That brief moment of silence between those seconds is a first. They call those ticks and tocks seconds. But how do you have a second without a first? But we don't count first, although they are there. Listen, man. Seconds can be counted. They can be calculated and they can be seen. But firsts aren't seen. They're there, but they aren't seen. And this is how a real street hustler moves. They don't like to be seen. They don't like a lot of attention. You all crave attention. You wear big rings. You wear big watches. You wear big chains. You got your car tricked out. You got your music blasting. You got your pants sagging. And you immediately signal yourself out and make yourself a target. I've been around real street hustlers, man. And you know what? Just by looking at them, just their appearance alone, you would never know what they were into. They dressed pretty damn normal. You know, but they were intelligent when they spoke. You know, they had a demeanor about them. Now, when I say real hustlers, let me explain what I mean by this. When I say real hustlers, I'm talking about people who owned their own planes. Their job, their hustle was to move things from point A to point B. That's it. That's all they did. They were at the height of their game. Now, don't get me wrong when I talk about these real hustlers. They did have nice things. Trust me, they had very nice things. But on the everyday, they didn't display it. Now, if there was something big happening in town or something big happening out of town, maybe like the Super Bowl was going on, that's when they pulled out the clothes. That's when they pulled out the jewelry. That's when they pulled out the nice cars. Only then. They moved on a first and not on a second. You all have this game back asswards, inside out and upside down. This was a code. And for real players in the street game, it still is. Now, if you're in that lifestyle, now ask yourself why you don't know that. Or do you know that, but you just don't want to play by the rules? And then you ask and wonder why you have so many problems. The streets is watching. All the time. All right. I'm getting a little off track. So let's get back. I'm getting off the topic. I was saying earlier about the code of taking care of home. Both legal and illegal side of hustling basically are saying something similar. So why is home so important? Because if you're a real player, We know that every king or queen needs a castle. Your home is your castle. That castle is your sanctuary. It's your place of protection and rest. And if you can't maintain your castle, you aren't a king or queen. It's a title that you cannot claim. And you don't deserve a base of power if you can't take care of it. You don't do things to jeopardize your home, your living situation, period. So if you're not making money to even support, or making enough money to even support your living situation, what kind of hustler are you really? So peep this. Y'all are listening to all these so-called hustler internet gurus who have no game, none, or they have very little. You know, they read stuff on the internet, they listen to rap songs, and you know, that's all they know. You know, I wrote a book called Unlocking the Small Business Game, and in this book, I don't just tell you what to do, I also explain how it works and why it works. I give you the very psychology of why people buy things. I give you the mindset of a hustler, how to walk, how to dress, how to tailor your conversation to sell whatever it is you're trying to sell. You know, a young player, which I highly respect, you know, he told me that he appreciated the way I kick game because I don't just give strategies, but I also give tactics, how to implement the very things I'm teaching you about. And they sound so simple that some people just, they brush them off. Like, it's so simple that it can't work. Where did you learn that in order for something to work, it has to be complicated? My favorite saying, keep it moving and keep it simple in the process. This is what I do. If I can't break down what you're telling me, if I can't simplify it and put it in a way that works for me, that benefits me, I'm not going to listen to you. Because you're just talking, you're running your mouth. This is how I think. Now, you don't have to think this way. But what are you doing with all that knowledge that you have? All this information that you acquire, what are you doing with it? Are you even using it? Now, these so-called hustler gurus, internet hustler gurus, all this information they give you, did they even teach you how to use it? Now, I'm very proud of my blog, man. I'm very proud of my blog. But I'm very careful about what level of game I give on there. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because this is what they do. This is square stuff. This is what squares do. They're so attracted to the game, the information, that they take, if I put some real, just solid, high level, or what they call next level game on my blog, this is what they'll do. They'll take it, they'll break it up, they'll add in whatever the hell they think about and operate on. And when they do that, they'll dilute it. They'll weaken it. Then what they'll do is they'll give it to you or they'll sell it to you. So when you go to use it and try it, you'll find out that it doesn't work. And to me, that's a black eye to the game. They're taking the game, weakening it, and then giving it to you as if it's real. And that's a black eye to the game. When you weaken the information like that, it makes the game itself look weak. That's a violation, man. That is a violation of the game. But they don't care. They're not real players in the game. They're playing with it. They're not playing it. Alright, moving on. Here's another code. Business, and again, when I say business, I'm talking about hustling. Business itself is a game. There are rules. There are winners. There are losers. Now, when you talk about game, this also means there's strategies. There's a right time to make moves, and there's a wrong time to make moves. I've been saying this since, 2005, 2006, And here comes this new book just released by Tony Robbins, right? He's a very well-known and respected author and self-empowerment guru. The name of this book is Master the Game of Money. I'm serious. This is the name of the book, Master the Game of Money. Don't take my word for it. Go ahead and Google it. Author's name is Tony Robbins. Now, when I say making money is a game, I look crazy. I'm just a black man that used to hustle on the streets, right? Now, when he says it, everyone's like, making money is a game? Wow, that's so fascinating. I never looked at it like that before. Making money, investing money, and growing money is a game? Wow. This is their response, man. I used to say this on my old blog, and for those of you that used to read it, you can verify that what I'm saying is true. And this was back in 2006. It's all good, though. Just as long as the truth gets out, I'm good. So, if making money is a game, if that's true, if business is a game, don't you think you have a better chance of winning if you know, if you know the rules? But who's teaching you the rules? Who's showing you how to play? Peep the game on this, man. You can't win a game of basketball if you don't know how to score. You might know how to dribble, and that's fine, but if you're not putting that basketball through the hoop, you're not scoring and you're not going to win. You can't sit down at a table of poker players and have a chance to win if you don't know the rules and what value the cards hold. If you don't know what you're doing, why you're doing it, and what the outcome to expect is, you're going to lose. You don't even have a chance to win. If you don't have a strategy behind what you're doing, you're going to lose. So, what is hustling really? I've already told you, it's not about money. Quit focusing on the money. That's an effect. At its core, when we break it down and chop it up, and we just look at the very basic core of hustling, what is it about? It's about your freedom. Money is only a means to obtain that freedom. Everyone's like, I need to get this paper. I have to get this money up. You know, and they're overlooking the core principles to make that happen. They want the rewards without putting in the work. They want the title, but they don't live in the manner of what that title means. So what game are we playing? It's a game of survival. Business is a game of survival. If our business, meaning our hustle, survives at all costs, we always have the potential for profit. Yes, we hustle and create businesses for profit. But you know what? You know, you want money just to have money? No. You want the money to increase your options and opportunities. When you have limited options, you have limited freedom. You can't move and shake in life how you want to when you have limited options and limited freedom. And a hustler, a real hustler, he or she isn't with that at all. It's not about the money. It's about the freedom. Focus on the freedom, whatever that means to you. When you learn the rules, when you learn how to play, and when you get the strategy and tactics down, you have the cause. You have the cause that will produce the effect that is money. Is that clear to you? A hustler is a problem solver. Now, this really isn't a code, but I want to put this in here because it's very powerful. It's a very powerful perspective that I want you to always take with you, okay? Especially if you're hustling or you're in that entrepreneur state where you're trying to figure out what to do, or you're trying to look for a little bit of inspiration or a little something to help push you along to get you to where you're trying to go. So this is a powerful perspective, and I want you to take this with you, okay? A hustler, an entrepreneur, is able to maneuver through dark corridors without a source of light. Alright, we have a natural sense of direction. You know, one of the first things I learned in the game was life is a series of problems that must be solved. What does that mean? Now, come on. If any of you are over the age of, you know, 16, man, you've already are starting to experience it. Life will throw you blows. Life is going to push you down. Life is going to slap you upside the head. You know what I'm saying? And I'm up against people saying, you know, James, you shouldn't use the word problem. That's negative. You should say obstacle. You should say challenge. And you know what my response is? That's part of your problem. You know, people want to live in this fantasy. They want this dream that, you know, we can live in this place that feels safe and secure. Listen to me. Life is a series of problems that must be solved. We don't run from problems. We look for solutions. We find a way to say to life, yo, life, get off me. You know, just go bother someone else, man. I'm straight. You can't mess with me anymore. This is what we're looking for. You know, we get knocked down and we get right back up. Now, someone, please tell me, how is that not positive? Because I changed the words, all of a sudden it's more positive? Or do we deal with the reality of the situation and call it what it is and still go forward? Okay, again, I'm getting off track. I'm sorry. Let's talk about entrepreneurs, because you know, I need every entrepreneur, I need every hustler. This, you should know that business itself is nothing but solving problems. Every business solves a problem. Think about that for a moment. I want you to name one business in existence that doesn't provide some type of solution to a problem or a group of problems. Even if it just provides a shortcut or a convenience, and it's something that you could do yourself, right? But you pay for the privilege of convenience. Even just wanting to be entertained is a problem that needs to be solved. People get bored. They don't have too much going on in their life. They want to be entertained. That's a problem that needs to be solved. No, and then when we say the game is to be sold and not told, some people say, I have to pay for this information? And just to clarify, payment doesn't always mean money. Sometimes the payment is going through the trials, the tests, and the tribulations of actually having game. Getting the experiences you need to know what does and doesn't work. Or how to make things that do work more effective, more efficient. Inner game, outer game. The same mentality of solving your own problems is manifested outward to solving other people's problems, and you dress it up in the suit of a business. Inner game, outer game. When you learn how to solve your problems, or you just take that principle that a business is nothing but solving problems, and you dress it up in the suit of a business. The same principles that apply in for inner gain inside of you to make yourself strong, right? To empower yourself. The same principles can be applied in your outer gain to affect your environment, to affect what's around you in your circle, in your realm, right? Does that make sense? You know, me, I open myself up to questions. You know, any questions. Because the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that I was so very blessed to have is powerful. And I know it's powerful. For anyone who would take the time, it's just the simple time to write a simple email. You know, you can ask me questions about anything. You can even challenge me on what I speak about. I don't hide. How many of these internet hustlers do that? These Ask a Hustler questions, these are real. Now, I do simplify many of them because people like to ask multi-level questions. Some of them get a little complex. But some of them end up right here in a podcast, or I put it in a blog post. Because, you know, that answer to that question, I feel, could be beneficial to other people. You got it? Now, I know I'm rambling. I'm going all over the place here. So, let me bring it back. Let me summarize, okay? A hustler is not about money. He or she is about their freedom, and they grind, meaning they work their ass off to get to that freedom. They solve problems. They solve problems in their life, and their business revolves around solving other people's problems. They don't complain. They don't curl up and cry. They handle what needs to be handled. Hustlers take risks. Calculated risk. I didn't say be ignorant. I didn't say be reckless. We reason and analyze and move forward with the best information we can find. Got that? Other code. Hustlers take care of home first. And that includes everyone in. Unless someone in it is working against you, you know, working against you, then hey, you know, they're on their own. But, you know, a hustler doesn't sacrifice their kingdom over a few dollars. And they operate with this mentality all day, every day. They eat, drink, and sleep this. A hustler realizes, a real hustler realizes that they should be growing and advancing in life. If their hustle isn't providing this, then they find a way to make it work. You need to find a way to make it work. That is a problem, and it needs to be solved. And remember, a hustler is a problem solver. Now, I said this many times before, but I'm going to say it again. People come to me and say, James, I want to start my own business. I say, okay, great. I'll give you a few basics, you know, kind of point you in the right direction. Then as you're in motion, you know, you start to get things done. You know, get back to me with any questions or if there's any situations to come up, I got you. Right? People come to me and say, James, I want to write a book. You know, I want to be an author. You know, it's cool, fantastic. I love writing. You know, so let me give you a few basics to get you in the right direction. Then as you're in motion, you know, you might have some problems or situations to come up. So just get back to me. You know what I'm saying? And maybe I can, you know, help you on your way or answer a few questions. Right? And other people come to me and say, James, I want to be more successful with women. I say, cool. Let me give you some game about manhood, about value and responsibility. And then they turn around and ask, but what does it have to do with women? And, you know, sounds like it's all about me. And... I'm sorry, this is just funny, man. You know, and my response is, exactly. You and your behavior has everything to do with being more successful with women. You're not successful now, so don't you think that you might need to give something different to get back the results that you want? You know, just chopping it up, man. It's cause and effect. Cause and effect. Everything is cause and effect. In the game, we call it reciprocation. You got it? You must give in order to receive. But you have to know what to give to get what it is you want. People want quick fixes. They want easy ways out of something. And that's not real. Again, that's living in this fantasy world. Right? You know, people want everything outside of them to be the problem. Everything outside of them is the problem. The reason why they aren't getting what they want is because of, you know, they won't let me, or this person is against me, or this person keep... Everything outside of them is the problem. And honestly, that's just weak thinking. Either that, or they're just faking it. Matter of fact, there's a whole podcast on faking it. It's called... Why You're Losing in Life, The Brutal Truth. I did that back in November, I think. You know. Let me give you one last code. And this is very, very important. Because as an aspiring entrepreneur, as an entrepreneur that's just getting started in business, You have to remember that a hustler delivers. You have to deliver. When you give your word on something, you have to deliver. Be careful of what you agree to if you can't do it. Be careful of saying something if you can't make it happen. As a small business, as a home-based business, so much rides on your reputation. And I said this in my book, Unlocking the Small Business Game. Your reputation is like a fine vase, man, or a vase, whatever y'all want to call it. But it's like a fine vase, man. Now, if this vase is knocked off, falls to the floor, it's gonna shatter. And you can glue it back, you can try to put all the pieces together, but it is never going to look the same. And that's how your reputation is. It's extremely fragile. This is why big companies spend so much time and money protecting or trying to protect their reputation. And oftentimes they make moves that to people that, you know, aren't in the game, that look crazy. What's that thing that happened with Tracy Morgan? Walmart was trying to remove all liability from him. But again, I told you that survival is the game that we play in business. Survival. They do not want to risk anything that can come in and kill their business. And once you get into the game of business, you will see that this statement that I just told you, that game I just gave you, it's real. You have to deliver. Keep your reputation tight. Alright? So, these are just some of the codes that a hustler lives by. It's not even close to everything. I mean, if you start getting me talking about this, man, I'll be talking for hours. But, you know, I bet you that these rules and regulations, as simple as they were, these rules and regulations I just gave you, I bet you didn't even think that any of these I would speak about. Am I right? Again, people are giving you misinformation about this game, and that's because they don't have it. They have pieces of it. You can't use a few pieces of a puzzle and get the whole picture. It's not gonna happen. Peak game. As always, I'm open for questions. If you have any questions about the game, if you have any questions about hustling, if you have any questions about life, if you have any questions about relationships, I'm available. It just takes a few minutes to write a simple email. You can email me at wjamesdennis, that's wjamesdennis, @gmail.com. Send me a question, we'll chop it up. If I think it's a question that'll be beneficial, or even if you request it and I think it's good, you know, I might go ahead and make a podcast around it. And also, don't forget to visit my website, www.wjamesd.com. I appreciate you for listening, and until next time.